Good morning. This is Brother Fred Baker with Baptist Chapel. Count it a privilege and honor this morning, a joy to share this time with you on this Sunday morning. I was thinking on the way here today, listening to the good songs and just enjoying the promises and the hope we have in Christ today. I don't know about you, but I realize this morning that I'm just a little closer home than I was yesterday. I'm glad this morning to tell you that I woke up a blood-bought, born-again child of the King on my way to heaven, and I pray this morning that you found yourself in the same condition, and if not, that before the sun sets today, that you would make preparation to enter into the house of the Lord, to enter into the kingdom of God, to enter into his presence, and that being covered and cleansed in the precious blood of Jesus Christ today. We'd invite you to join us at Baptist Chapel. We're located at 2019 Wayne Madison Road. Our service times, the Sunday school begins at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning. Worship follows at 11. We will meet back again tonight for an evening service at 6. And then again on Wednesday evening, we have an adult Bible study and a youth service. And we'd invite you to come and join us in any of these services. We do want to send a special greeting out this morning. We wish our wife, our good companion, happy birthday today. We celebrated her birthday yesterday, and we thank the Lord so much for her this morning, and just wanted to say that. And we want to invite you, just a special announcement, on the 14th and 15th of this month at 7 o'clock, we will have a fellowship meeting at Baptist Chapel. We try to have this service once a year. Sadly, this morning, they're not attended like they once were, but we'd still extend that invitation to you this morning on the 14th and 15th of May at 7 o'clock those evenings, while we will be having service at Baptist Chapel. So we'd invite you to come join us in those services also. If you would this morning, join me in a word of prayer. Lord and gracious Master, Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, God, in need, Lord, as so many times we do, God. Father, need your strength, your touch, Lord, your direction, God. Our Father, your clarity of mind this morning, Lord. And God, that singleness that's talked about in your precious word, God. Our Father, that we might take this opportunity, God, that we might redeem the time that you've allotted unto us today. Father, we thank you for it this morning. Our Lord, and we'd invite you and ask you today, God, to bless, Lord, not only the time that you've given unto me, God, but Lord, from the sign on to the sign off of the good station, Lord, Father, those that make it possible today, God, for the word to go out into those that may be not able this morning to be up and about, and God, others, Father, that seek something, Lord, that turn the channel there, Father, this morning, God, I bless the good station this morning, Father God. I would ask you again to bless Brother Mark. Father, as he continues on down the journey of this life, Father, we know this morning, God, that he's been a good and faithful servant. Father, oh God, we pray this morning, as the mantle's picked up, Father, that you would bless these, God, that in endeavor to carry on the work this morning. And God, how we've come to love and appreciate them all. Father God, we ask you this morning how to bless your children wherever they gather and assemble this day. And Lord, where they lift up that precious blood-stained banner this morning. Father God, bless the word as it goes forth from the pulpits. Father, oh God, maybe they've got something else in mind. Lord, this morning, let the word come forth. I'm purity and power today, God. Father, that sons and daughters might be born into the kingdom. And Lord, we'd ask you again this morning. I bless bless God this little time you've allotted unto me. God, we come to find ourselves yet again. So weary and unworthy this morning. So feeble, God. But oh God, I know today, Lord, that you are still upon the throne. Father, as the song said a little while ago, God, Lord, I know what my heart believes. Father, I know this morning that you've taken up your abode there. God, I thank you for that today. And Lord, we'd ask you this morning to bless the many sick. And God, the many requests we've heard down over the course of the week. Father, the number that's been turned over to the hospice care. And God, be with them and their families this morning. And Lord, I know today, God, you're able. Father, I know this morning they still healing in your touch. And God, we'd ask you for ours this morning. Father, that you might touch your God. And Lord, we'd ask you yet again today how to watch over them that's in travels and journeys, God. Father, protect them upon the highways and bring them back to us safely, we pray. Father, this morning, God, I bless them that have lost their loved ones. And God, we pray this morning that you would comfort and strengthen them. And God, we'd ask you one more time, God, how to bless them that serve our country. Father, them somewhere on the battlefield. Somewhere, God, away from home and family. God, be with them and bless them. Now again this morning, Father, bless the reading, the teaching of your holy word. And God, oh God, phase one lost and undone. Save them, we pray, God, before it's too late. Bless the revival services up at First United this evening. And God, and over the course of this week. And God, not only do we look to you, Lord, how to feed the little church, but oh God, how to save them that would believe this morning. And God, bless now your word, bless these requests. We ask it all in the precious name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I'm better read a few verses this morning, be found over in the 6th chapter of the book of Micah. There in the Old Testament, and he said, hear ye now what the Lord saith. Arise, hearken him thou before the mountains. Let the hills hear thy voice. Hear ye, O mountains, the Lord's controversy, and ye strong foundations of the earth. For the Lord hath the controversy with his people. He will plead with Israel. O my people, what have I done unto thee? Wherein have I wearied thee? Testify against me, for I brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. I redeemed thee out of the house of servants, and sent before thee Moses and Aaron, and Miriam, and all my people. I remember now what Balak, king of Moab, consulted, and what Balaam the son of Beor answered him, from Shittim unto Gilgal, that ye may know the righteousness of the Lord. Wherewith shall I come before the Lord, and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000 of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He eschewed thee, O man, what is good, what doth the Lord, require thee. I'm but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. This morning, we want you to consider today what the Lord has done unto us. Brother, think about how good he's been this morning. Brother, he let us wake up today. Give us another opportunity to plead with you this morning that you might be born again. I hear ye. Brother, Jesus said, he that hath an ear, I let him hear this morning. It begins with the hearing of the word of God. How can this be? Paul said, faith cometh by hearing. I hear it by the word of God. The old prophet said, hear ye. This morning, listen if you would. For just a moment or two. Brother, I believe with every ounce of my being that there is a hell to shun and a heaven to gain. Brother, and I'm sorry for them that teach otherwise today. But there's but one course, one way this morning, from earth to glory, and that's through and by Jesus Christ our Lord. Brother, the old prophet said here, then if you'll notice this morning, as he spoke unto the children of Israel, when he come down to the end, he said, do. Brother, why? Because it's not to hear the word that's justified, but it is the doer of the word this morning. I will give account to God for the Sunday mornings I've stood here. Brother, I've got stories to tell. I've even got some good testimony to share. Brother, I'm here to tell you right now, I'm accountable unto God that you hear the word. Brother, you hear what? Thus saith the word of God this morning. Boys, I recognize every Sunday morning that it's not popular much anymore. Brother, I recognize we've not conformed to the passion, the patterns of men. Brother, I believe today that your soul's more important, that your destiny is more important to me than the applaud of men. Brother, than the approval of those that don't really matter anyway. Brother, I'll not stand before a jury of my peers. Brother, I'll not give an account to brother this or elder that. I'll stand before the Lord himself and give account what I've done with the time he's allotted unto me. Faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. This morning, I prepare, the old prophet said, I prepare to meet the Lord. Brother, I trust. Program after program, day after day, I hear on the good radio, you hear the word of God. Brother, you can listen from sign on to sign off, day in and day out. Brother, and I'm glad. Brother, it's available for you to do that. But I want you to understand this morning, hearing won't justify you. Hearing won't make you clean. Hearing won't make you whole. You must be a doer. Brother, you must do as the Lord has commanded you to do. Brother, what you require to do justly. Brother, to do what's right. What's right this morning. Jesus said unto Nicodemus, ye must be born again. Brother, you can believe. You can claim. You can trust. You can put your faith in any man you want. But I'm going to tell you right now, lest you repent of your sin and receive Jesus. Jesus as your Savior. I let that precious blood, I cleanse you from all unrighteousness. You'll never see what heaven looks like. And I'm on in the glory. So this morning, how would you be a doer of the word? How would you listen closely to the Spirit out of the word today? And do what's right this morning. Repent and believe upon the only begotten Son of God. That's God's will for you this morning. God bless you. This is Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel.